Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Oh, we're with you for about another half hour, give or take. I don't know that Joe will be particularly upset if he goes on a couple of minutes late on the holiday, but who knows? I don't want to ruffle those feathers. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Right now, joining us on the Fan Hotline, 93.7 The Fan and Odyssey Pittsburgh Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn, who's ready to roll. Jeff, appreciate you keeping up with me on a Thanksgiving as I fill in for the guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you. What is the Hathorn timeline of the holiday today? What's the what's on the itinerary?
That's a good question. First off, I would say you could probably go until 11:58 and Joe would be cool with that.
Yeah, probably.
Secondly, after we get done here, and I want to thank you. I'm very thankful for you, Jack, for many reasons, but mostly because a couple of days ago, my daughter said, "Hey, I'm running in the turkey trot. Would you like to go?" And I said, "I would love to, but I've got to join Jack."
Now so you're going to make me feel bad. Turkey trot.
So I really appreciate that because I was not looking forward to running in 30 degree weather.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Steelers practice today. It's a little bit earlier, which is nice for all of us. And then I'll come home and I'm on cleanup duty. So not just with the plate, but then afterwards, everybody's plate.
Are you going to see Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, and then I'm hosting tomorrow.
Oh,
with Colin.
Yes. Yes, you are. That'll be, you guys are on the morning show, correct?
Yes.
That'll be fun. Are you going to see Aaron Rodgers out there today, you think?
I think so. He seemed to say that he's going to do a little bit more than he did last week. And last week on Thursday, he was very much limited. And then Friday, he did a lot. And then obviously, it didn't, you know, manifest itself into him playing on Sunday. But I think we will see him out there today. And I'm curious to see how much and in what role. And then we'll tell you what we're able to tell you.
I didn't get the vibe. And I heard his chat with you guys yesterday for the first time this morning on the air, and I didn't feel good about him playing Sunday before I heard that, and I didn't feel good about it based off of the way he answered some of those questions. Is that him just being him and playing it all down, or did you get the sense that there is legitimate, you know, skepticism in his mind and maybe Mike Tomlin's mind that he'll be ready to go for Sunday?
I think there's some skepticism based on last week because it's kind of unclear. And you notice that he didn't answer the question about, you know, whether he was optimistic, whether he thought he was going to play. Seriously, in that room last Friday, you had the feeling like he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it changed. So the way I look at it is, all right, I'm going to be a little bit more pessimistic or guarded with my optimism for this because he admitted he's wearing a cast. You got a cast on your hand.
Yep.
You're still getting fitted for a cast, not a brace, not any other apparatus, not a wrap, a cast. So I think just that word itself brings some hesitation to me on whether or not he can play with a cast on his hand. So you know, we'll see what he's able to do in the next couple of days. And I mean, I think another thing you probably take away from that is he knows the seriousness of the stretch they're in. Mm-hmm. And he even tried to encourage his teammates, like, hey, like, let's lock in here, boys. Let's get to work.
Yeah, was he calling out teammates at the end of that, saying, because that was a thought that crossed my mind, like, you know, this is the time that we need to buckle down and that's up to the players. Is that him maybe singling, you know, a group or several guys out, or is that him just maybe generally trying to light the fire?
Both. And he didn't do it by name. He didn't do it by position. Didn't do it by side of the ball. It was just a very general, like, hey, we like to have some fun around here, but right now we need to lock in. And the details, and what has this team been missing? What do you hear from every player and coach? Details. Mm-hmm. It's detail here. It's a detail here. You missed one detail and a play blows up. Well, if you, as Aaron said, you win by Monday through Saturday preparation, then that needs to improve. And I think there have been some weeks that it's been really good, and then there's some that's maybe not. I'm not going to say it's directly correlates to what you see on the field on Sunday. But I think in this scenario, if you're not on the details with Josh Allen, they could put 40 up on you real quick.
It's Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director, with us on the Fan Hotline. One of the other ways they can do it, and they've done it this year time and time again, is running the football. No Derek Harmon on Sunday. Mike Tomlin ruled him out at his Tuesday presser with a knee. He's not up front. The Steelers have showed, unfortunately, this season that they struggle against the run, and struggling against the run would not bode well against the Buffalo Bills. What should the concern level be with Harmon out and with the fact that the Bills have the best rush offense in football? Jeff, what do you think the concern should be that they could come in here on Sunday and run it all over the Steelers defense?
High level of concern. I think they're going to have to run blitz a lot in this game. Now, when you do that, you're leaving yourself open, but I think they're going to have to. I mean, I don't know how many snaps Wyatt Black can play. This is a monster opportunity for him to show that I'm ready for the NFL and I can take a ton of snaps in a game, because they're going to need him to. I mean, Benton's played well, but his thing isn't it really as a run stuffer. Black's the closest thing they have to that on that defensive line. You know, so I think you're going to see linebackers crashing. I think you're going to see Malik Harrison getting in there a bunch more snaps than maybe you would normally. All that being said, even if you do that, it's still going to be tough to bring Cook down. And the Steelers are second in the league in missed tackles. So even if you get there, you got to finish it. So, yeah, there's a lot of concerns there, because if it gets into second and third and manageable and Josh Allen has options – That's not a scenario anybody wants to see.
Nope, not quite. The other one that popped up on the injury report, Joey Porter Jr. was limited, I believe, yesterday. What's his outlook look like? And if he can't go, does that open the door for Asante Samuel Jr. to be elevated from the practice squad?
Well, and I'll say this first, and Jack, you know this. I mean, Wednesday practice reports can be tricky. Mm-hmm. If you read too much into a Wednesday practice report, because guys get rest, even if they have injuries, they'll get a Wednesday off, or they'll be cautious on Wednesday. Thursday is really the big day. Not that veterans can't miss a Thursday, but Thursday is really the day to see guys go full more so than Wednesday. We'll see when Porter, I mean, he was limited. He did some drills. Let's see what happens when he gets in there and he has to move those hips. I mean, it's a hip injury. How key is a hip to a cornerback and being able to swivel and turn and move and push? Like, let's see what he's able to do. So I question whether Joey will be able to play. We'll see. But I do think Samuel is definitely an option now that he's had a couple of weeks and hasn't had to have the Duggar treatment where he's just kind of thrown into the fire.
Jeff Hathorn with us for a couple of more minutes. All right, Jeff, to play the hypothetical game, because the Bills come in at 3.5-point favorites. I don't feel great about the Steelers from an injury standpoint and from an overall, just the way that they match up against the Bills in this game. They could win. I didn't feel great about them going up against the Colts earlier in the year, and they won that game. So this is a game, obviously, that the Steelers can win at home. But for the sake of argument, if the spread holds and the Buffalo Bills being -3.5 is true, Buffalo comes in here and wins the game, the Steelers are 6-6, How likely is it in your mind that they could potentially finish below 500? Because at that point, they would have to go 3-2 in the final five.
I think there's potential for it. But I don't know if you heard, but Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season.
Can you? I might need you to double check that for me, Jeff. I might have to fact check you.
Yeah. So listen, it's the conundrum of the Steelers. How do you win in New England? How do you beat Indy? And then lose to Cincinnati with Joe Flacco at quarterback. And we've seen it. And I think what that speaks to is when you have an average team and they're maybe slightly above average, this is what happens. You see greatness followed by some mind-numbing plays. It's just because you're not good enough to have that consistency. And we haven't seen it. Could we see a run at the end of the year? Maybe. I mean, I'll say this. You give this points per game to a team 5 years ago, I feel a lot better because the defense was better. That defense, 5 30-point games for what you're spending on this defense, and you still got Buffalo and Baltimore twice, and at Detroit. That's where if this season is a losing season, defense, period. Mm-hmm. I don't care if the offense doesn't score the rest of the year. It's on the defense. They weren't good enough.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director. Jeff, real quick before we go, the basketball program at Pitt, Ohio State tomorrow. You saw a great one out there last year. And then obviously a big one against Miami on Saturday. The Pitt football-basketball combined record at the end of the weekend will be?
Wow. 2-0 would sound like a real homer.
Yeah. I invite you to sit on the fence and go.
Can I add volleyball in there?
Yeah, you can. That was a big time matchup last night.
Yeah, and I tell you what, quickly, I was there. The atmosphere was awesome.
I mean,
it didn't matter men's, women's. It was an awesome atmosphere.
Yeah.
I think Pitt is 1-1 on the weekend. I think basketball loses to Ohio State, and I think Pitt football finds a way to upset Miami. As tough as that's going to be, it's just a feeling. I know they got trounced by Notre Dame, but I just like overall what Boosie Turner brings to that backfield. Like, they've got more options than they've had. And while Miami has a good defense, a really good defense, I think they've got a balanced enough attack that they could, they could score some points on them.
I like it, Jeff. I appreciate you hopping on for a couple of minutes this morning. Enjoy Steelers practice. Stay warm. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, good sir.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Jack, to you and your family.
There he goes. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director at Odyssey Pittsburgh and at 93.7 The Fan. Picking the football Panthers on Saturday. Will I, in typical Hillgrove fashion, pick the football Panthers on Saturday? Will Dom? Find out next. Dom and I are going to pick the Thanksgiving slate. Pitt tomorrow. We could even throw Penn State in there to appease your Nittany Lion fandom, Mr. D. Tomaso. And then, of course, the Steeler game on Sunday. Last opportunity for you to hit us up as well at 412-928-9370. Let's grab a call real quick before we go to the break. Let's go to Neil, who's on the fan. What's up, Neil? Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you too, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's on the YouTube chat as well. They keep the day fun, I'll tell you.
There you go.
That's my take. I agree with you, Jack, about the Steelers the rest of the season. They sucked the light out of me sucked the life out of me on Sunday against the Bears. Just the atrocious play calling, the atrocious play, just the scheming, it's just not there. Plus, you got the Bills coming off of 10 days after a loss to the Texans. They're going to be hungry. Josh, I mean, I would not be surprised they put 50 up on the Steelers. I'm looking at 7-10, if that.
Wow.
Possible. It might squeak a victory out against Miami. But let alone, Miami could start Quinn Ewers and they could beat him with Quinn Ewers. Who knows? I'm just done. Done with Tomlin, done with the coaching staff. I'm done. I don't know. What say you?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to poke holes in that take, Neil. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy your family, because it's tiring at times. Not at times. It's tiring, period. the constant limbo and inconsistency and playoff losses year after year suck the life out of you. I do think they'll beat Miami pretty handedly because the Dolphins suck and Mike Tomlin does win a lot of Monday night home games. That is the one that I will definitely give them. Other than that, again, Mike Tomlin in the final five in the last 5 years, 12 and 13. It ain't good, and it's not good enough, and it's definitely not good enough for the back half or the back stretch of this season. All right, we'll wrap it up next with our predictions. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for Doran and Crowley on the Fan Morning Show.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.